Hello guys, and welcome back to a new episode of the Everything Podcast. So I've changed the name, I deleted the episode, and we are restarting. So I have my guest here, who is my sister, and today we are going to be talking about
singing.
Yas, queen. Okay, so the first thing that we're going to be doing is a little bit of an interview, but we're not going to make it boring, I'm going to make it fun. So, what is your favourite songs to listen to, or album, or playlist?
So I particularly like Hamilton, which is an original, it's like a Broadway musical, and it's written by Lin-Manuel Miranda, who wrote Moana, or songs for Moana, and songs for Encanto. And yeah, I just love his music. I think it's really creative and very impressive.
Okay, why do you like singing?
I enjoy it because I think, you know, I think that I just get to express myself in songs, and I love acting, so doing musical theatre singing especially is very enjoyable for me. And I just think that music is a really cool way to, like, you know, vibe with other people as well.
Do you think that when you're older you're going to get into some kind of musical theatre singing career?
Definitely. This year I'm going to the Royal Academy of Music, RAM, their musical theatre programme. And yeah, in the future, definitely want to pursue that passion.
Okay, so what we're going to be doing now is, because I don't want to bore you, we're going to actually start singing. And if you have any more requests, you can put them in the Q&A down below, and we can do a part two. So now we are going to be doing the song called Satisfied, which is from Hamilton, and later on we're going to do some songs which you might know more, but hopefully after this you could get into Hamilton. Yeah,
my favorite passion. Please do get into Hamilton. It's obviously expensive to go see, but if you've got Disney Plus, you can watch it on there, the original Broadway cast. And right now in London, the cast is extremely good, because I've been to London recently, so I'd suggest going, because I went there to see it, and I'd suggest going to London if you can afford it, or if you live there, and seeing the cast right now.
Oh, by the way, this is not like sponsored, it's not an advert. Okay.
And also, the cast in London, I've been told, are going to be touring soon, so hopefully I'll be able to see them where I live as well.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
Now, everyone, give it up for the maid of honor, Angelica Schuyler.
I toast to the groom,
to the groom, to the groom,
to the groom,
to the bride,
to the bride,
to the bride, to the bride.
From your sister,
Angelica, Angelica,
who is always by your side,
by your side.
To your union,
to the union,
to the revolution,
and the hope that you provide,
you provide.
And may you I remember that night, I just might regret that night
for the rest of my days.
I remember those soldier boys stripping all of themselves just to win a praise.
I remember that dream like candlelight, like a dream that you can't quite place.
But Alexander, I'll never forget the first time I saw your face.
I've never been the same.
Intelligent eyes and a hunger pang face.
And when you said, have forgot my day name,
set my heart aflame, every part aflame, this is not a game.
You strike me as a woman who's never been satisfied.
I'm sure I don't know what you mean, you forget yourself.
You're like me, I'm never satisfied.
Is that right?
I've never been satisfied.
My name is Angelica Schuyler.
Alexander Hamilton.
Where's your family from?
Unimportant, there's a million things I haven't done. But just you wait,
just you wait.
So that is what it feels like to match with someone what you level. Well, the head is the catch. It's the feeling of freedom of seeing the light. It's Ben Franklin and the key in the kite. You see it, right? The conversation lasted 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes. Everything we said in total agreement. It's a dream and it's a bit of a dance. A bit of a posture, it's a bit of a stance. He's a bit of a flirt, but I'm gonna give it a chance. I asked about his family. Do you see his answer? His hands are fidgeting, he looked askance. He's penniless, he's fine by the seat of his pants.
Handsome boy, does he know it?
Peach fuzz and he can't even grow it.
I wouldn't take it far away from this place.
Then I turn into my sister's face and she is helpless.
And I know she is
helpless.
And her eyes are just
helpless.
And I realize
three fundamental truths at the exact same time.
You're taking me.
I'm about to change your life.
Then by all means, lead the way.
Number one, I'm alone in a world in which my only job is to marry rich. My father has no son, so I'm the one who has to show for crime for one. So I'm the oldest and the wittiest and the gossip in New York City is insidious. And Alexander is penniless, so that doesn't mean I want a man any less.
Elizabeth Schuyler, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Schuyler.
My sister.
He's after me cause I'm a Schuyler sister. That elevator status, I have to be naive to set that aside. Maybe that is why I introduced him to Eliza. Now that's his pride. Nice going, Angelica, he was right. You will never be satisfied.
Thank you for all your service.
If it takes fighting a war for us to meet, it will have been worth it.
I'll leave you to it. Number three, I know my sister like I know my own mind. She will never find anyone as trusting or as kind. If I tell her that I love him, she'd be silently resigned. He'd be mine. She would say I'm fine, she'd be lying. But when I fantasize at night, it's Alexander's eyes.
As I romanticize what might have been if I hadn't sighed. Love so quickly.
At least my dear Eliza's his wife.
At least I keep his eyes in my life.
To the groom!
To the groom, to the groom, to the groom.
To the bride!
To the bride, to the bride, to the bride.
From your sister!
And I know she'll be happy as his bride.
And I know
he will never be satisfied. I will never be satisfied.
I'm going to be singing Heart of Stone from the musical Six, seeing as my sister Elle likes musicals, we're going to stay in that region. This is going to be the last song that we're going to do.
And if you want to hear us singing more pop songs together or just Ari, then let us know and we can do another podcast episode together.
Yeah, just go down below in the Q&A.
You've got a good heart, but I know it changes.
A restless touch, untamable.
You came my way and I knew a song could come too. You lift me high or let me fall.
But I took your hand, promised I'd withstand any blaze you blew my way.
Cause something inside it solidified and I knew I'd always stay.
You can build me up, you can tear me down, you can try but I'm unbreakable. You can do your best, but I'll stand the test. You'll find that
When the fire is burnt, when the wind has blown,
when the water's dried, you'll still find stone. My heart of stone. You say we're perfect, a perfect family. You hold us close for the world to see.
And when I say you're the only one I've ever loved, I mean those words truthfully.
Well, no, without my son, your love could disappear.
I know it isn't fair, but I don't care. 'Cause my love will still be here.
You can build me up, you can tear me down, you can try, but I'm unbreakable.
You can do your best, but I'll stand the test. You'll find that I'm unshakable. When the fire's burned, when the wind has blown, when the water's dried, you'll still find stone.
My heart of stone. Soon I'll have to go. I'll never see him grow.
But I hope my son will know he'll never be alone.
'Cause like a river runs dry and leaves its scars behind,
I'll be by your side. 'Cause my love.
Interesting singing. We have not warmed up.
Yeah, and we're sitting down.
And I'm alto, so.
Yeah. So if you don't know what that means, she sings deeper and I sing higher. So, yeah. I hope you enjoyed the first episode of our new podcast. And tell me down below if you would like for us to do another episode. And also song suggestions.